was the day, being there together, learning life skills, playing football, you know, learning teamwork, how to work hard as an individual in a team and things like that, you know. And with the life skills being there, having conversation with the girls to say we need to find our position and stand firm in that position in society. We can't want to be decision makers whether at the same time we are not equipping ourselves. We are not ready for that, you know. So how do we bridge the gap? We need to educate ourselves. We need to start finding out research about what we need to do. How can we get into such spaces as well? And it's incredible for me because we are doing this already in high school. Some of them are in grade 11, grade 12, there's grade 10s as well. Even grade 8 that are still starting out into high school, already we are giving them a map, you know, a map to say this is how things look out there. It's an ever-changing world, but are you ready for that? How do you launch yourself to the future? This yeah. project is doing exactly that.
Coach, I mean, football has changed, particularly women's football has changed. I mean, since the days, your early playing days and where we are at the moment, it's definitely grown in popularity. There are big female women football players who are getting big moves into clubs in Europe. What is that change, that growth in popularity done for programs like this and for the general reception of women's football in communities like Alex?
I think the first thing is when you go onto the internet and you type in Linda Mutlalo, she pops up with all her history of where she comes from, Motlakeng, to the world. You type in Thembi Kgatlana, the same thing happens, you know, because for girls to be inspired, they need to relate with those people. They need to know that actually it's doable. These very same people that are out there come from the humble beginnings like where I am right now as a young girl, and that's what we want. And it's beautiful for us that these stories are not stories that we hear about and we don't identify with these people, but we identify with these girls. And like I say, it excites me because now when you, in the future, when you're talking to a young girl and you ask her who's your favorite soccer player, they'll be able to say it's a Thembi Kgatlana, yeah. It's a Linda Mutlalo. You know, that's what we want. Because for them to dream big, they need to see these things happening in front of their eyes, unfolding in front of their eyes. Because sometimes the internet, you are thinking, it's not true, I won't be able to get to that. But they, if they've seen these girls that come from the very communities that they live in, day out, they are more than inspired. You know, so I'm excited that the world finally knows that there's South Africans, there's African girls that are incredible at playing football. There's African girls that are superstars. They've been to the World Cup, Olympics and all of that. And they're still pushing this brand of football because this is how we create awareness. You know, these are the immediate results that we have and we're able to show off to the world.
Yeah. What parts of your personal story, Coach, are you drawing from when you stand up and you teach and you tell these girls about your journey in football and also maybe what they can expect or what they should expect going forward into the sport?
I think the first thing is me being relatable to them and telling them the truth. There's positives, there's negatives, there's hardships that I've faced because it's not good for us to say everything is perfect when you are in a perfect space. No, we need to tell them even when you've got all the resources and all that, there's hardships. There's difficulties that are in there, and I highlight that and let them see that and know that those are things that they will meet while in the journey of being great, you know. And I draw inspiration definitely looking at them and seeing the excitement in their faces. Some of them are confused. Some of them need direction, and I see more reason why I should be in these spaces where I'm able to just share a bit of life with these young girls that are in these communities and they want to be something great tomorrow, you know. And the biggest thing that I took is that I come from a township that whenever you say you come from a township that is underprivileged, automatically there's a hard stone that is sitting on top of your shoulders.
Yeah.
And there's so much that you need to face before you could actually smile and say, I'm succeeding. You know, so I draw inspiration from that. And the expectation I have is that I want them to be 10 times better than me in any way. Whether they'll be in football, they'll be in different industries, I want them to be human beings that can go out in the world and add value. That's what's driving me so much and saying I will dedicate my time and my energy, everything to be there for them and share my story and let them tell their stories and how can we better place them in spaces where they can conquer.
Of course, Coach, I mean, you've been running the foundation for quite a while now, and I know you've done already great work. I'm not sure if you can maybe let us into how COVID-19, if at all, kind of had an impact in terms of what you were trying to do and how difficult it was to work in and around that space at this time.
COVID really crippled us in a way because we work with communities. We work down there in the dust, in the streets where it's so busy, yet there isn't too much progress. And that is our target market. And COVID really affected those spaces because there wasn't social cohesion. You know, it's not easy for you to go out there and find girls that are playing football or just girls that are doing something out there. You can't even put together games for them to just come together, you know, share sisterhood and all of that. And it affected us on and off the field. It affected us because also projects were put on hold. I mean, with our Alex project, we couldn't do it last year because of COVID. And it means we've missed out on a whole year, and now we are almost playing catch up to that. So, but we didn't let it deter us. We're still saying those ideas that were there. We even have better ideas now that are safer, you know, health wise, and also just for social cohesion. That we're being innovative and finding ways to be out there and make sure that the kids are out there in the streets and playing and having an opportunity to express themselves.
Yeah, Coach, I'm tempted to ask, but I think it's a difficult question because you've already done so much good. But when you sit back and you think about this foundation in its best moment, what do you see?
I beg your pardon?
When you sit back and you think about the foundation which you started and the projects in which you're doing in Alex, and you think about the best possible outcome, what do you see?
Look, I see these young girls in years to come be able to say, Coach, I'm launching this. Can you just come be a part of it? Can you add this amount of value to it because I've started something? Because with these girls that we are empowering, we want them to be self-starters. In our foundation, we say the Sipkwedulu Foundation, investing in women, you know, and all the other stakeholders that we are partnered with, especially in this project, you know, Africa Tukun, Bluebeds, Mavu, the Department of Education, Gauteng Sports and Recreation. Those are entities that are making sure that a child has an opportunity to dream freely, and they're making sure that these resources are provided for them. So me now as a Sipkwedulu, when I stand and look at this project, it really sits in my heart. It's not even next to my heart. It's in my heart because I know what good it will produce from the society that we live in today.
Coach, I must applaud you for the good work in which you're doing. I mean, in your coaching career as a football analyst and also with a project like this. Maybe before I let you go, Coach, just some insights in terms of what's to come in the weeks and days to follow.
So tomorrow we still have the soccer clinics in Alex. So stakeholders are invited. It's going to be fun again. Today we're still doing that, but tomorrow is extra special. We will have the media come through, and we'll have more of the kids coming through because most of them are not in school. Remember, now school is with timetables, but most of them will be there tomorrow. In the morning at 9 already, we have one group that will be training, and then at 11 also, it will be stakeholders press conference where we're just able to speak and spread the word about the program. And, you know, Thursday, the same thing is also happening. And then we break for Easter and then we come back again because it's an ongoing thing. We don't just come in one day and get out.
Yeah.
You know, you don't impart change in a day, but it takes more than 21 days for you to impart change and we see, you know, positive results. So, yeah, tomorrow it's also a big one. So girls can come through to Alex and come and have fun with us. I'll be taking them through some different skills. There's football skills. There's other skills. It's going to be fun.
Brilliant, Coach. Listen, thank you so much for making time to talk to us. And, of course, we wish you all the best in your endeavors going forward.
No, thank you for having me.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
That's Coach Sipkwedulu there on the phone line with us, talking to us about her Alex Girls Football Development Program that's taking place in Alexandria.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.